newera.lds.org. What's new? Go to the New Era online to read additional comments from teens posted only online. Search the New Era for other articles about receiving your patriarchal blessing. Listen to testimonies in Spanish from the Dominican Republic. Resource links. If teachers need additional articles to use in preparing lessons for young women in Aaronic priesthood, look online under Lesson Helps for suggestions. Each month, we'll add more lessons to the list. New Era Favorite. When I was 18, as I was preparing to serve a mission, my bishop called me to teach the Sunbeams. I had never before learned to love others more than myself until I had served those children in such a simple assignment. One day, I invited Mike to come to church and sit in my class. Mike was my age, but had stopped attending church completely by the time he was 12. Once in a while, Mike would accept my invitations to come to an activity. It always surprised me when he did, so I kept inviting him. At that time, Mike had long black hair and a beard. His complexion was dark and pleasant. I don't remember when I invited him to my primary class, but one day he showed up. "Class, I would like to introduce you to my friend Mike," is how I began my lesson. "He is visiting us today." Read the rest of The Visitor by Ken Merrill in the May 2000 New Era. Top 5. If you want to read some great articles about not using bad language and swearing, read these 5. Look them up in past issues online. Q&A, Swearing is Addicting, March 2001. Brian D. Stenquist, This Recruit Does Not Swear, Sir, October 2005. L. Tom Perry, Thy Speech Reveals Thee, July 2007. Mormon Ad, Trash Talk, November 2000. Annette Antonelli, Example Speaks Loudest, March 1994. Behind the scenes. First read the article Personal Progress by Proxy in this issue. The New Era got to attend the Night of Excellence, where Laura was presented with her medallion. Amy, Laura's sister, said she had the hardest time keeping the secret from her parents. A few other girls in the ward confessed that their parents just had to know what was going on and were let in on the secret. Laura herself knew that the young women had all helped her earn her personal progress, but her parents didn't find out until that night. End of the article, newera.lds.org.